unfortunately, this has gone on now for months and months. This was first raised by the Islanders back in September when the contract was awarded, that it was simply unacceptable to them to be asked to use as their main mode of transport from the island to the mainland a ferry that is 42 years of age, older, 20 years older than the ferry that they're currently using. And it's simply not acceptable. They have raised serious concerns in relation to the ferry in terms of its seaworthiness. They've raised concerns in relation to the issues of people being sick in it and so on. And what we have is every single man, woman and child on the island signing a petition presenting to the minister well before Christmas, saying that not one of them will use this ferry. We have cancellations now to the local hotel. We have people on the mainland who would travel regularly into the island for different events, and they are also saying that they will not travel on this ferry. And despite all of this, despite the fact that finally we got the minister and his officials to go to the island and listen to the concerns of the islanders, it seems that the government won't adopt the only sensible solution, the one that I put forward, which was to buy out the contract and purchase a new ferry.
How much would a new ferry cost? That wouldn't be an extortionate amount of money.
No, well, the government are committed to deliver a new ferry. Indeed, there's a report lying on the minister's desk for the last 10 years, a report that was done about Tory Island, Rathlin Island and the islands off the coast of Scotland. And the report recommended that what needs to be done is ferries need to be purchased by the state and then leased out to operators which would tender to run them. This has happened in Rathlin, happened in Scotland with those islands, and unfortunately, as is always the case, it didn't happen in Donegal and it didn't happen for Tory. And now what we have is we have families, and there's up to about four of those families. I spoke to them personally. They're deeply, deeply angered at what's happening, and they're telling me, and they've told the minister, they've told the officials, that if this ferry issue is not resolved, then they are leaving the island, and that's not what we need to be happening.